So time passes by really quickly, and we are already 2 weeks into the new year, 2017.
时间过得很快，2017年已经过了两周了。
So if you recall, on the very first day, which was a Sunday, Pastor Joe shared with us a New Year message on the direction of the church.
所以两周前在1月1号，梁牧师就跟我们分享新的一年教会的方向。
And that is to proclaim the gospel as Jesus explains it to the whole world.
就是要将主耶稣所传的福音去传遍世界。
And this gospel is about Yahweh's salvation plan.
那这个福音是关于亚伟的救恩计划。
And by preaching the gospel to the whole world, it will hasten the culmination of God's salvation plan.
所以，借着把福音传遍天下呢，那神的计划可以完成。
But let me ask you, are we really concerned about God's salvation plan?
但是我要问大家的是，你们关心神的救恩计划吗？
And what does salvation have to do with you and me?
那救恩跟我还有你有什么样的关系呢？
What is salvation all about?
那救恩到底是怎么样的一回事？
If we don't understand it, I don't think we will see as our direction as part of the church.
如果我们不明白救恩是什么的话，那我们也很难把它当作我们教会的一个目标。
Because we won't have the passion to really share this good news of salvation to other people.
因为我们就不会有这样的热心去分享神救恩的计划给其他的人。
And that is why we've started a new series on salvation.
这也是为什么我们开始了新的一系列的讲道，是关于神的救恩。
And Pastor Joe pointed out to us something very important.
梁牧师之前帮助我们看到一件很重要的事情。
Only those with experiential knowledge of God and His salvation can be witnesses of this good news, this gospel.
只有那些曾经经历过神神的真实神的救恩的人才可以做他的见证人，将救恩传给其他的人。
And last week, Albert already started the very first message on salvation, and is saying that salvation is a process.
上一周呢 ，Albert 也开始了救恩讲到的这个第一讲，是关于救恩是一个过程。
And I've chosen this picture, with some winding roads, to show how it is like a long path. It's not easy, and it's going upwards.
所以我也选了一张图画，也可以看到图画里面有弯曲的路。也是往上爬的，去描述救恩是怎么样。
So I hope you all remember what was taught last week.
希望借着图画，这个图画可以帮助我们回忆起上周信息的内容。
But even having listened to a whole message on salvation about it being a process, we might still have a lot of other questions.
虽然听过上周的信息。说到救恩是一个过程，但可能我们对神的救恩计划还有很多的疑问。
Since it's a process, so when did it start? If there's a starting point, then what's the next step we have to do? A lot of questions.
其实还有很多的问题，比如说，既然是一个过程，那它的起点，救恩的起点是怎么样子的呢？诸如此类的这些的问题。
And hopefully through the coming series, we'll be able to tackle all these questions one by one.
希望接下来这一系列的讲道可以帮助我们去解答这一系列对救恩的这些问题。
But before we move on, let us commit the time to God once again in prayer.
在我们继续之前，让我们一起用一个祷告将时间交给神。
Our dear Heavenly Father, we really thank you for the wonderful time of worship in songs just now.
亲爱的天父，我们很感谢你，带领我们刚才可以用诗歌一起去敬拜你。
We thank you for the beautiful music and the wonderful lyrics to remind us of the truth in the Bible.
谢谢你借着美丽的诗歌还有歌词去提醒我们圣经里面的真理。
We can really see that your spirit is at work in us.
我们可以见证得到你的灵正在我们当中去工作。
Because the two songs actually relate very well to today's message.
因为这两首歌跟今天的信息是息息相关的。
Indeed, salvation is only possible through your power.
确实救恩是因着你的能力才可以达成。
It's not something that we can achieve by our own self.
并不是我们靠着自己的能力可以得到的。
And salvation causes us to have a complete change in our lives.
而你的救恩也使到我们整个生命有一个完全的转变。
So that we can echo with the truths in the second song that we will seek first the kingdom of God and your righteousness.
使到我们可以有心去共鸣刚才唱的第二首歌，我们要先求你的国跟你的义。
So pray that in the following time you'll really open our hearts to understand the precious truth.
我们恳求你帮助我们在以下的时间可以去明白你宝贵的真理。
May you be pleased with our time of worship.
愿你喜悦我们对你的敬拜。
And thank you for being in our midst and pray that you listen to our prayer.
谢谢你乐意在我们当中，求你垂听我们的祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
So, to begin today's message, let us start by asking a very basic question.
那我们开始今天的信息的开头呢，让我们问一个很基本的一个问题。
What must I do to be saved?
我应该做什么才可以得救呢？
I wonder what your answer would be.
不知道你会怎么回答这个问题。
Well, if we turn to the Bible, for example, in the book of Acts,
如果我们打开圣经，比如说翻到《使徒行传》
，Acts chapter 16 verse 30 says, "Then he, which is referring to the jailer, brought them, that's Paul and Silas, out and said, 'Sirs, what must I do to be saved?'"
比如说《使徒行传》的十六章三十节，那里说，禁足又领他们保罗、希拉出来，说两位先生，我在怎么行才可以得救？
So here there are three characters mentioned. There's like a jailer, and there are two people called Paul and Silas.
这里有三个人物，是一个是禁足，另外两位是保罗跟希拉。
If you're interested, you can go back and read the whole story and see what it's all about.
大家如果回去有时间，可以看一看这段经文在讲什么。
But if we read verse 17, we will realize who Paul and Silas are. Paul, of course, we know is a famous apostle Paul.
如果我们看一看十七节，就知道保罗跟希拉是什么人了。那保罗大家都比较熟悉，是神的仆人。
And verse 17 tells us that these men are servants of the Most High God.
所以十七节告诉我们，这些人是至高神的仆人。
They are servants of the Most High God who proclaim the way of salvation.
他们是至高神的仆人去宣讲神的拯救计划。
So if we go by what they say, how we can get salvation, how can we be saved, it shouldn't be too far off, right?
如果我们跟从他们所说的、所传的信息，那应该我们离救恩不远，不是吗？
But let us look at what popular teaching today says about salvation.
但让我们看一看今天很普遍关于救恩的教导。
Salvation is a free gift.
救恩是一份免费的礼物。
Well, Christmas just passed not long ago, and I'm sure everyone would hope to get gifts, free gifts, more and more free gifts, presents.
我们刚刚过完圣诞节，相信好多人都很喜欢收到很多的礼物，越多越好。
So, what does popular teaching say?How can a person get salvation? What must I do to be saved?
所以很普遍的教导说什么呢？如果想要得到神的救恩，我们需要做怎么做呢？
Basically, just believe.
那其实普遍的说法就是只要相信就可以。
Believe, and then you just accept the free gift of God.
你只要相信，然后接受神这一份免费的礼物。
Easy, isn't it?
是不是很简单呢？
And if we look back at Acts chapter 16,
如果我们看回使徒行传十六章。
Well, indeed, Paul and Silas did respond by saying in verse 31, Believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved, you and your household.
如果我们看看这一章就会发现，好像保罗确实跟希拉确实是这么说，当信主耶稣，你和你一家都必得救。
So again, very easy, isn't it? Just believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved, even your household will be saved.
所以看起来很容易，只要信主耶稣，你跟你的一家就可以得救。
But that's only the answer when we base a verse, taken out of context.
但这样的看法其实是，就是把一段文字去抽出这个上文下理去得出的结论。
When we look at a verse taken out of context, then we come to this conclusion.You just believe in the Lord Jesus and you'll be saved.
所以当我们很断章取义的去看一段经文，就会得出这样的结论，只要相信主耶稣就可以得到救恩。
We're not quite told what believe means nor what save means.
但是这样的说法并没有去明白到底相信是什么意思，还有得救是什么意思。
So let's just look at another Bible verse in John chapter 3 verse 18.
让我们一起看一看约翰福音第三章十八节。
Whoever believes in him is not condemned, that's whoever believes in Jesus, is not condemned, but whoever does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God.
约翰福音三章十八节，信他的人，他就是指主耶稣，不被定罪，不信的人罪已经定了，因为他不信神独生子的名。
Well, if we just look at these verses, then it seemed that the conclusion we drew earlier was right. Just believe in Jesus, believe in his name, very easy.
如果我们单单只是看这段经文，就会好像跟刚才我们得到的结论是一样，只要信主耶稣就可以得到救恩。
Believe and salvation is accomplished.
只要相信，这个救恩就完成了，是很容易的一件事情。
Well, what do we believe in? Or maybe believe that Jesus exists, he walks on earth, and he died on the cross for us. So believe in all these things, and that's it for salvation? Is that the case?
相信主耶稣是什么意思呢？可能是相信他存在过，他也在世上生活过，然后他也在十字架上为人去受死。那只要相信这些就可以得救，是这样吗？
If that's the case, Albert wouldn't be telling us last week that salvation is a process.
如果救恩是这么容易的话，那上一周 Albert 就不用跟大家分享救恩其实是一个过程了。
There is indeed a starting point.
确实救恩是有一个起点。
Maybe a decision that you have to make in the past.
是一个在过去你需要做出的一个决定。
And something that actually happened in the past.
也是过去曾经发生的一件事情。
But there's more to come. There's something that will happen now. I mean, that's happening now, and that will continue to lead all the way to the future.
但救恩不单是过去，而是现在还继续发生，还有在将来也会有一个结果。
So if we come back to what Jesus says about the gospel, because we already said we are to preach the gospel as Jesus explained it.
让我们一起看一看主耶稣他自己的教导，因为之前我们已经看到要传主耶稣所传的福音，所以让我们一起看看他亲口说的。
In Mark chapter, in this verse taken from Mark, Jesus says, He said to them,Go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. He who has believed and has been baptized shall be saved, but he who has disbelieved shall be condemned.
让我们看看马可福音十五。马可福音这里应该是最后一章的十五到十六节。他又对他们说：“你们往普天下去，传福音给万民，听，信而受洗的必然得救。”不信的必被定罪。
Now, does it sound very familiar? it seems quite close to what we just read from John chapter 3 verse 18.
大家会不会觉得这个很这一句话很熟悉？好，跟刚才我们看的
约翰福音
三章十八节有点相似。
Whoever does not believe is condemned.
就是不信的就被定罪。
But look at what other elements there are in this passage that is Jesus' own word. He said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation, and he who has believed and has been baptized shall be saved.
让我们看一看这一节里面所说的。那你这里是说，主耶稣是说要往普天下去，传福音给万民，信而受洗的必然得救。
So what is this new element that is introduced here?
那这里有一个新的要素啊，是主耶稣所说的。那这个新的要素是什么呢？
Is to be baptized.
是接受洗礼。
And then you will be saved.
然后就可以得到救恩。
Maybe to us who have been attending this church is not something too new to you.
或许对于我们参加这个教会的每一位，这一点并不是很陌生的。
To some people or some churches, baptism is not that important.
但是对于其他教会，对于他们来说，洗礼并不是那么重要。
They might see it just as a ceremony that's not essential to salvation.
他们可能看洗礼是只是一个仪式，并不是救恩所必要的一件事情。
But I'm sure, for all of you here, you would know that baptism is significant.
但是对于我们每一个人相信都知道洗礼是一个不可缺少的事情。
And just look at what Jesus said himself in Matthew chapter 28, for example, the Great Commission.
让我们也看一看主耶稣他自己是怎么说的，比如说在马太福音28章这里说的大使命。
And could Albert please read it in Chinese?
我们用中文读出来。28章18到20节，耶稣走过来对门徒说，一切权柄天上地下皆已交给了我，所以你们去吧，让万族成为我门徒，给他们施洗，奉父子圣灵的名，并教导他们遵守我给你们的一切诫命。看啊，我常常与你们同在，直至这世代的最高潮了。
So again, it's quite similar to the passage we just read from Mark, and both emphasize to baptize.
所以跟我们刚才我们看到的马可福音是非常相似的，都是强调需要接受洗礼。
But here Jesus also tells his disciples, you have to teach the people to obey everything that Jesus had commanded.
但是这里也说要去他吩咐门徒要去遵守耶稣给他们的一切的诫命。
So obviously it's not just a past event of baptism. There's a lot more that you have to keep doing in the process.
所以不单单是只是过去的洗礼这一件事情，而是还要一直去遵守耶稣的教导，是一直需要去行出来的事情。
And now let us look at what the early apostles teach.
让我们也看一看早期的使徒他们是怎么教导的。
What must I do to be saved?
应该怎么做才可以得到救恩呢？
Let us turn back to Acts chapter 16, the passage that we were reading from. In Acts chapter 16, after we read that Paul and Silas responded by saying, believe in the Lord Jesus and you'll be saved, you and your household, there's actually more to come.
所以当我们看到使徒行传16章在看之前的这一段经文的时候，就会发现其实除了保罗说的这句话呢，其实还有更多的内容。
So let us look at verse 32 onwards.
让我们看从32节开始看。
Paul and Silas, they spoke the word of the Lord to the jailer and to all who were in his house. And then the jailer was baptized at once, he and all his family.
所以使徒行传16章32到33节， 他们就把主的道讲给他和他全家的人听，他和属乎他的人立时就受了洗。
So again, baptism is a crucial part of it.
所以我们可以看到洗礼是一个不可缺少的事情。
And let us look at another example from Acts in chapter 8, verse 12.
让我们再看一看另外一个例子，是在《使徒行传》的八章十二节。
But when they believed Philip as he preached good news about the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women.
使徒行传八章十二节，乃至他们信了腓力所传神国的福音和耶稣基督的名，连男带女就受了洗。
So again, baptism after people have understood the message, the good news of the kingdom of God.
所以我们可以看到，是当人去明白了神国的福音的内容之后，才接受了洗礼。
I wonder whether you have understood the message so far?
不知道大家是否明白这个救恩的信息。
Have you got baptized?
你接受了洗礼了吗？
If you have already got baptized, are you saved?
如果你已经接受了洗礼，你是否是一个得救的人呢？
Do you have a clear answer to that question?
你是否有一个很明确的一个答案？
What does being saved mean?
被拯救是什么意思呢？
When we look at another passage in Acts, in chapter 2, verse 38,
让我们看另外一段的经文，在《使徒行传》的二章三十八节。
It says, Peter said to them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
彼得说，你们个人要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们的罪得赦，就必领受所赐的圣灵。
Was that what you did on your baptism?
这是不是你在你洗礼的时候所做的呢？
To repent, to confess your sins, and to promise you will not sin again.
去向神认罪悔改，也向神承诺不再犯罪。
And through baptism, you receive the forgiveness of your sins.And not just forgiveness of your sins, but here there's another element, and that's the gift of the Holy Spirit.
所以借着洗礼，神赦免了我们的罪。但是这里还有另外一点帮助我们看到，就是神赐给受洗的人有圣灵。
Just now we said everyone wants free gifts, but here the gifts does not just refer to salvation as a whole, but here specifically the gift of the Holy Spirit.
刚才我们谈到就是白白的得到的礼物，但这里所说的礼物不单单只是说到
救恩
而是提到圣灵。
So if you've received this gift of the Holy Spirit, do you just put it inside your pocket and leave the Holy Spirit there?
所以如果我们从神领受了圣灵，是否我们就把它收在口袋里，然后就忘了它呢？
I'm sure we know it's not the case.
当然我们知道这不应该是这样子的。
God has given us the Holy Spirit for a purpose.
神赐给我们圣灵是有一个原因的。
As we shall see later.
一会我们会看到。
So what must I do to be saved? Is it something that happened in the past?Once and for all, such as the forgiveness of sins that you receive through baptism? Or does it have implication for us now?
所以我当怎么样行才可以得救呢？是不是只是过去所发生的一件事情？还是现在依然我们有我们需要做的责任？
So on this topic about baptism, we can keep going on and on. You can have a whole series.Teaching, expounding the word of God on baptism.
所以关于洗礼其实内容是很丰富的，我们可以有很多次的分享都说不完。
And in fact, in our church, we are very blessed.
但是很感恩的就是在我们教会，我们是蒙福的。
For those who are considering baptism, you can go through the commitment training to learn more about it.
对于那些想要接受洗礼的人来说呢？有委身的训练帮助我们去明白该怎么样去回应神。
But let us turn back to Acts chapter 2, verse 38, when Peter said, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit."
让我们回到《使徒行传》二章三十八节，这里彼得说，你们个人要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们的罪得赦，就必领受所赐的圣灵。
Now, what is the gospel of salvation? I put this question to you once again.
所以再一次呢，我问大家这个问题，救恩的好消息到底是什么呢？
We read in Romans chapter 1, verse 16, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes."
在罗马书的一章十六节这里说，我必不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的。
Perhaps now we can start seeing some connection between the gifts of the Holy Spirit and something more, the power of God.
或许现在我们可以留意到，神的灵跟神的大能的关联。
The power of God comes into our life to save us, to save all of us who believe. And how is it manifested?
神的大能是来到一个人的生命去拯救他，那神的大能是怎么样去表达出来的呢？
There must follow by change in your life.
在这个人的生命是会发生改变的。
Now, if we continue to look at chapter 2 in Acts, Peter actually used many more words to bear witness and to exhort the people, saying, "Save yourselves from this crooked generation."
如果我们回到《使徒行传》第二章，会看到彼得还用许多话做见证，去勉励他们说，你们当救自己脱离这弯曲的世代。
So obviously, salvation is not that simple. It's not just a past decision of accepting Christ as your Lord and Savior or getting baptized and that's it.
所以这里我们也可以再一次看到，其实救恩并不是发生在过去的一件事情，只要相信主耶稣，只要接受洗礼，那就可以了。
That's something that we must do. And like what Albert said last week, in fact, we have to strive with all our strength to save ourselves from this crooked generation.
其实还有我们需要负上的责任，就如 Albert 上一星期所分享的，我们必须要竭力去回应神，去走这一条救恩的路。
Only then will it be possible that we'll reach the end destination, the full salvation.
当我们竭力去行的时候，才可以救自己脱离这弯曲的世代，可以达到救恩的终结。
But of course, even though it says save yourselves here, we know that it's not by our own might, our own strength that we can do it.
这里说到救自己脱离这弯曲的世代，我们知道并不是依靠自己的能力去救自己的。
Like the song we just sang, it's not by might, not by power, but by God's Spirit.
就如同我们刚才唱的那首诗歌，并不是靠自己，而是靠神的灵。
That's why we can see that in order to understand salvation, there are so many different areas that we have to understand and not to neglect one or another.
相信现在大家都可以明白到，救恩有好多的层面，我们需要详细的去看。
And we pray that by God's grace, we can see the full picture, week by week as we expound on God's word.
所以希望靠着神的恩典，我们不会忽略每一个片段，而是去明白详细清楚关于他的救恩。
Now, last week, Albert shared with us Matthew chapter 7 about entering by the narrow gate.
所以上一周 Albert 跟我们分享要进窄门。
And it tells us that the gate is small and the way is narrow that leads to life and those who find it are few.
所以说到那门是进到永生，那门是窄的，路是小的，找着的人也少。
And he then shares another passage in Luke chapter 13, and it tells us, at that time someone asked Jesus, "Lord, will those who are saved be few?" And Jesus said to them, "Strive to enter by the narrow door, for many, I tell you, will seek to enter and will not be able to."
所以上周我们还看了另外一节的经文，在路加福音13:23-24，这里说有一个人问他说，主啊，得救的人少吗？耶稣对众人说，你们要努力进窄门，我告诉你们，将来有许多人想进去，确实不能。
Well, here something interesting stands out to me. In the future or sometime, many will seek to enter and will not be able.
所以这里有一点吸引了我的注意，就是在将来有许多人想进去，但是确实不能。
Well, this makes me think of an experience this week. Do you still remember Joyce and Fred from Canada?
这也使我想起一件事情是这周经历的。大家是否还记得从加拿大来的Fred 还有 Joyce?
Well, the other day Joyce was talking to me about our trip to Hong Kong at Easter this year to join the joint camp in Hong Kong.
所以这周的有一天呢，Joyce 就跟我聊起我们将要去香港参加这个复活节的联合营会的事。
And then she told me about a news in Hong Kong which I didn't notice.
那她就跟我分享了在香港发生的一个新闻。
Oh, whoops, eh? Sorry. How come it's not coming up? Okay. Well, there's a special discount admission offer for Hong Kong residents. If they want to buy some tickets into a special theme park, a very famous theme park in Hong Kong.
这个新闻就是关于专门给香港居民的特价优惠入场券，是进去一个theme park.
Theme park, 游乐场。
游乐园的。
Well, actually, if you read the news, there were more than 30,000 people who queued up in order to get these cheap tickets.
所以这个新闻就是谈到有30,000+的人去排队去想去得到这个优惠入场券。
And the massive demand actually crashed the website so that the operator had to shut down the purchase system only 20 minutes after it opened.
所以好多人用这个网站去想去得到这个优惠入场券，结果这个网站就停止工作了，所以工作人员必须把它停掉。
So obviously these people really want to get a ticket into the theme park.
所以好多人都想得到这个优惠的入场券去到这个游乐园。
And there's only one way you can get it. You have to line up, so-called, before the tickets are released via the web.
所以只有一个方式可以得到这个入场券，就是用网站去预定，去好像排队一样去预定。
So in a sense, these people also had to strive. They had to, you know, stay up maybe, or like, you know, be prepared and just be prepared in front of the computer and like, get ready to get the tickets when they're available.
所以这些人也好像是竭力的去想得到这个入场券，需要看准这个时间，在这个时间到之前就要准备好上网去订。
Well, it's not free, but you know that's a cost you have to pay. Of course, to them maybe it's cheap, it's a bargain. But anyways, there's a cost you have to pay. There's certain requirements, regulations that you have to follow in order to get them.
所以这个入场券并不是免费的，但是是比较便宜。也需要遵守他的一些规则才可以得到这个入场券。
But in the end, of course, not everyone who wanted one managed to get one.
但是当然不是每一个想得到这个优惠入场券的最后都得到了它。
Like myself, when I heard about it, I thought, wow, such a bargain, I also want one. So I quickly went to search for this information, but it's too late.
所以当我听到这个新闻的时候，我也觉得我想要拿到这个优惠入场券，所以我也上了这个网站，但是看见这个已经太迟了。
So the moral of the story, don't be too late.
所以这个故事的背后的精神呢，就是不要太迟。
But, well, maybe you can say, it's not really my fault. I didn't even know there's such a thing. Like, I didn't know about this. If I had known, I would probably be one of them lining up, getting ready to get this ticket.
所以或许你会说如果我早一点知道，就会赶快去上网去订了。
So isn't it a bit like salvation? Maybe we would say, oh, the reason why we don't get to experience salvation is because we are never told or we don't know about it, the teaching about salvation.
所以就好像我们听到救恩的这个消息，我们或许会说啊，之前我都不知道啊，都没有人解释给我听。
But even if you do know, have you actually followed the instructions and actually give your all, your best to strive and to get it?
但是即便你知道救恩的信息，但我们是否有竭力的去回应，去进入这个救恩呢？
You can't say, well, I don't want to line up on the web. I want to get it from other sources.
或许你会说啊，我不想从这个网站去得到这个优惠券，我想找其他的方法。
But you would realize those means would not help you. They are not recognized by the theme park.
但是你会发现其他的方式就不会得到这个游乐园的认可。
So just as salvation, we have to understand it as Jesus himself taught us.
就这也是好像救恩，我们必须明白耶稣他所传的救恩到底是怎么样子的。
But of course, I have to add, actually, I realize even if I could line up and get a ticket, it's only valid for January, so it's no use to me anyways, because I'm still in the UK.
所以我也做一个补充，就是刚才说到的优惠入场券其实只是一月可以用啊，那一月我都还在英国，所以其实对我来说是没有什么帮助的。
But yeah, this is just like a fun incident that helped me kind of relate to the idea of why we have to strive and enter through the narrow gate as Jesus taught us to follow His guidelines.
所以这也是一个例子，帮助我们去明白我们必须跟从耶稣的教导，好像他所说，我们必须竭力进窄门。
But another question that I want to ask you, are you even excited about the message of salvation?
另外一个问题想问大家的就是，大家对于这个救恩的信息是感到兴奋的吗？
Obviously, those people who are willing to, you know, stay in front of the computer getting ready to get tickets are excited about the idea to get into the theme park.
就如好像刚才说的，那些愿意去在电脑上去上这个网去得到入场券的，都是对这个入场券是非常的有兴趣，也是很兴奋的。
If you're not even attracted by the park, you don't see anything worthwhile there, you wouldn't bother, would you?
如果那个人对这个游乐园都没有不怎么感兴趣，他就不会想要去排队上网去订这个票了。
And that's why we really hope that through this series on salvation, we will at least explain to you what salvation is all about, and hopefully you will be motivated to want to attain it, to receive it.
所以希望借着接下来这个讲到的系列，能够去解释救恩的内容的时候呢，可以鼓舞大家去明白救恩，也对他被他来吸引。
And only when you see that it's worthwhile, would you be able to pay.The cost that's required.
当我们看到救恩确实值得我们去一生去回应的时候，我们才愿意去付上这个代价。
Well, maybe at this stage you would think, how come some people say it's a free gift, and now you're telling me there's a cost?
或许在现在你会有一个疑问，为什么有些人说救恩是白白的一个礼物但是你却告诉我有一个代价呢？
So, which is true?According to scripture.
所以哪一个才是正确的呢？如果我们按着圣经来看的话。
Well, we'll soon find out the answers as we move on in this series. But even from last week, we heard that we have to strive on this narrow road, and in the process, there's going to be a lot of pressure and difficulties. And in a way, by striving in this narrow road, you are already paying a price.
所以上周其实我们已经看过了，救恩是一个过程。也是需要竭力的去回应的当你竭力的时候，其实你已经在付这个代价了。
So are you willing and ready to pay the cost in order to strive on this path of salvation?
你是否愿意，也是否准备好不惜一切代价的走在这条救恩的道路上呢？
Is it all worth it?
是值得的吗？
Well, whether your answer is yes or no,We would have to agree, in order to do this, we would need something extra.
不论你是否同意，是否值得，但是我们都知道，我们必须，
We'll need something. It's not just in your mind whether you're willing. Oh yeah, salvation is good and I want it. You can't just sit there. There's something more to it.
所以救恩不单单是你是愿意去得到它，但是还有更多的内容。
And that is power.
那就是救恩是能力。
And what kind of power? Power to do what?
什么样的能力呢？这个能力是用来做什么的呢？
Well, first, when we talk about salvation is power, I'm not just saying the power to forgive you of your past sins, such as when you confess your sin through baptism.
当谈到能力的时候，不单单只是说去神的能力去帮助我们去原谅我们过去的罪。
That is certainly a very important part in salvation.
这个确实是救恩里面很重要的一环。
Because a lot of people who had committed certain sins, that kind of guilt in them, that you know, consequence kept haunting them, and they really needed freedom from that.
因为有许多人，他们过去犯的罪的罪疚感一直缠累着他们，他们确实需要一份从的自由，从这些的罪疚感中能够走出来。
So the good news of salvation is indeed, your past sins are all forgiven, and even the consequences, like punishment that you couldn't pay, Jesus had paid on the cross.
所以确实救恩有一个环节是谈到神去赦免我们的罪，也帮助我们可以从这些的罪疚感中能够走出来，甚至我们不能够去弥补的这个罪的后果，那耶稣的血他也帮助我们可以去赦免我们一切的罪过。
But is that all about salvation?
但是是否救恩就是只是这样的一件事情呢？
Salvation is actually talking more than that. In 1 John chapter 3 verse 9, it says, No one born of God makes a practice of sinning, for God's seed abides in him, and he cannot keep on sinning because he has been born of God.
所以其实救恩是比这个更多的，就如约翰一书三章第九节这里说，凡从神生的就不犯罪，因神的道存在他心里，他也不能犯罪，因为他是由神生的。
When are we born of God?
我们什么时候是由神生出来呢？
Well, at baptism, we are born again, born anew.
在洗礼的时候我们是重生了。
But obviously here it talks about something that happens even after you get baptized, after you get this new life.
但这一节经文谈到就是出生之后还继续所发生的事情。
And that's you won't continue to sin deliberately.
就是谈到一个人不会继续故意的去犯罪。
Nor continuously.
或者是持续的去犯罪。
And do you think that's possible? That a person who's born again does not commit sin?
大家觉得可能吗？一个人重生的人他就不再去犯罪了。
If that is the case, then obviously salvation is more than just the forgiveness of the past sin.
如果这是真实的话，那救恩就不单单是过去所发生的去一件事情说到我们的罪得到赦免。
It's actually the power from God to conquer sin.
救恩也是神的大能去帮助我们去胜过罪。
It gives you freedom from the controlling power of sin.
是赐给我们自由，从罪的捆绑中能够去得释放。
I don't know how much you can understand of the strength, the force of this verse.
不知道大家能够明白这个经文背后的含义有多少？
Well, I wonder if there's any sin or thing that puts you under bondage that you've tried many times to overcome it, but every time you fail.
不知道大家有没有生命中有一些的罪是我们尝试去胜过，但是总是去捆绑我们不能够胜过的。
Perhaps is your pride?
或许是你的骄傲
，laziness，
或者是你的懒惰
jealousy
对人的嫉妒
unforgiveness
对人的不饶恕
or lust
或者是情欲。
Some people, they have all these sexual fantasies so much that it's become almost like addiction.
有许多人有这些性的幻想就是太多了，直到好像是 一种的捆绑一样，
好像上瘾一样，
好像上瘾一样。
There's all kind of addiction, actually.
其实有不同种类的这个瘾。
Gambling.
比如说赌博。
Smoking.
吸烟。
Or even computer games.
甚至是电脑游戏。
Maybe we don't see these as sin, but it does have a controlling power that makes you almost like a slave to it.
或许我们不认为这些是罪，但是他们确实有对我们的这个控制力，使到我们好像是他们的奴隶一样。
So just take for example, a student might know that he should be studying really hard because exam is coming up.
比如说对于一个学生来说，他知道他必须努力读书，因为考试快到了。
So he knows it in his mind, and even in his heart, he really wants to be a good student and study hard.
所以他在他的心里，他是知道他需要去认真读书的。
But the problem is, when he turns on the computer, gets distracted by different things and start playing computer games.
但问题是，当他开电脑的时候，他就被很多东西所分心了，比如说去开始打电脑的游戏这些。
He knows he should stop.
他知道他应该停下来，
but he can't.
但是他却没有能力。
He doesn't have the strength to stop this.
他没有这个力量去停下来。
So what does he do?
那该怎么做呢？
Maybe come to God and pray. Oh God, I'm so sorry. Oh, I know time is running out, and I'm always like this. Last minute, I come to you for help. Please help me study hard, focus.
所以或许他就会祷告来到神面前，对神说。神啊，求你帮助我，因为时间不多了，求你帮助我可以有专心，可以去读得好。
But even if God forgives him, so-called, and you know, help him again, do you think that is what salvation is about? The next time, when the same thing happened, before exam comes, he falls into the same habit again, playing computer games, waiting till the last minute.
但是这是否就是救恩的意义呢？就是他这个人向神求赦免，但是当下一次同样的事情再出现的时候，他还是就是到最后才开始复习，又要向神再一次的去祷告。
If that is salvation, then it doesn't really attract me.
如果这就是救恩呢？对于我来说，这并不吸引。
Not sure about you.
不知道大家怎么想。
Because you know that the same problem is just going to happen over and over and over again.
因为你知道同样的问题会一而再再而三的再次发生。
Even if God somehow helps you pass this exam, something like so-called forgiven, you can compare that to being forgiven of your sin, the punishment. You don't fail, for example.
比如说神帮助这个学生这一次通过了考试就好像他神是饶恕了他帮助他可以达到他的目标。
But is this person actually safe from the power that's enslaving him?
但我们要问的就是这个人是否真的得到能力去从他就是捆绑他的事情中能够得到自由呢？
And for some, even the power that's destroying him.
对有些人来说，这些的捆绑还是去毁坏他们生命的。
Because you know that some habits or sin actually destroy a person or even his family.
因为我们知道罪还有一些的缠累确实会毁灭一个人，甚至他的家人。
Paul says in Romans chapter 7, some famous verses that I'm sure you've heard before.
保罗在罗马书第七章曾经谈过这些的经文。
For I do not understand my own actions. For I have desire to do what is right, but not the ability to carry it out. For I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want is what I keep on doing. wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death?
这里说，因为我所做的我自己不明白，因为立志为善由得我，只是行出来由不得我，故此我所愿意的善我反不做，我所不愿意的恶我倒去做。我真是苦啊，谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢？
So if this is a picture of your situation right now,
如果这段经文正是描绘你现在的状态的话呢？
Then I would like to ask,
那我想问的是，
Have you experienced salvation?
你曾经经历过救恩吗？
If you're already baptized, do you think this should be how you are still like?Having been baptized, having received this new life?
如果你曾经接受过洗礼，那你觉得这样的状态是一个在基督里新生命该有的状态吗？
Obviously, John tells us, no one born of God makes a practice of sinning. He does not keep on sinning.
刚才我们看到约翰一书那边说到，由神生的就不继续犯罪。
So there must be something wrong.
这样来看的话，就出了一些的状况。
Then perhaps it's time for us to find out which part, on this road of a way of salvation has it gone wrong.
所以这样的状况就要使我们去警觉，要去找到，我们从哪里开始出了问题，在这个救恩的道路上面。
For those who aren't even baptized.But find yourself constantly, you know, echoing with Paul's words, oh, the good that I want to do, I fail to do, but, you know, this evil that I hate doing, I just keep on doing. Have you ever thought of your need of salvation?
对于那些还没有接受洗礼的人，当你看到鲁马书第七章这里的话的时候，会否使你去思想自己的情况，而使你去被神的救恩所吸引呢？
I pray that God will work in your heart to at least help you realize you need salvation.
我向神祈求，求他帮助你看到，你是需要救恩的。
Not 10 years later, not when you're retired, but now.
并不是十年之后，或者是等到你退休之后，而是现在。
Because salvation is a process, so we better get it started, get it going, and not wait till it's too late.
因为救恩是一个过程，不要等到太迟了才开始。
So how come we say that when a person is saved, it's not just being forgiven of his past sin, but he receives power to conquer sin?
所以为什么我们说救恩不单是过去的罪得到赦免，而是现在有这个能力可以去胜过罪？
Because when we are born of God, we receive a new life in Christ through baptism, and this new life in us, along with the Holy Spirit enabling us, gives us the power, and we find that we are no longer under compulsion to sin.
这是因为当我们受洗之后，神赐给我们圣灵，是他的能力，可以帮助我们去胜过罪，而依靠着圣灵，我们就不会有这样的倾向去继续的去活在罪中。
And let us read the following verse which will explain further, and it's from 2 Peter chapter 1 verses 3-4.
让我们看一看接下来在彼得后书一章三到四节的经文，去详细的明白刚才所说的。
His divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us to his own glory and excellenceby which he has granted to us his precious and very great promises, so that through them you may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped from the corruption that is in the world because of sinful desire.
彼得后书一章三到四节，神的神能已将一切关乎生命和敬虔的事赐给我们，皆因我们认识那用自己荣耀和美德召我们的主。因此他已将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们，叫我们既脱离世上从情欲来的败坏，就得与神的性情有份。
So the importance of receiving this new life at baptism is that God has given you a new nature.
所以 在洗礼我们接受新的生命的重要的含义就是神已经赐给我们一个新的性情。
Unlike the old nature, the new nature does not desire to sin.
跟过去旧的性情不同，这个新的性情并不愿意去犯罪。
This nature is free from the craving to sin.
这个新生命就从这样去渴望犯罪的这样的欲望去能够得到释放。
Rather, it desires to please God more and more.
那这个新的性情是渴望去讨神喜悦的。
And actually, in 2 Peter, it tells us it's actually giving us the chance to become partakers of God's divine nature.
那在彼得后书一章三到四节这里说到，有新生命的人是渴望更多的去得到神的性情。
That's why it brings us joy and satisfaction when we are living for God.
这也是为什么当我们为神而活的时候，我们心里是充满喜乐跟满足的。
That's why when we become a new person, you find that your whole direction of life take a drastic change.
这也是为什么当一个人成为新造的人之后呢，他人生的目标是完全的改变了。
What you used to see as the most important, such as earning more money or satisfying your pride or whatever, now it seems worthless to you because your whole values change and God becomes the center of your desire, your attention.
这也是为什么当在新的生命里面，过去对这个人很吸引的，比如说赚钱啊，去满足自己的骄傲啊等等之类的事情反而不再重要，这个人是全心全意的去以神为中心的讨他的喜悦。
Because of this important change, then you have the power to start adjusting your life and you'll be able to overcome past sins.
正因为是有这样的改变，那这个人就会去调整他 的生命，不会再落入过去的罪当中。
And actually, there is indeed a change even in terms of power within you.
那确实在这个人的生命里面有一个能力的一个改变。
For a person who is not yet saved, there is always this controlling passion to sin.
所以对于一个还没有得到神的拯救的人，在他的里面总是有这股罪的力量去控制他去犯罪。
That's just the most natural thing to do to satisfy your flesh.
其实对于这个人来说是很再自然不过的事情，就是去讨自己肉体的这个喜悦。
But when God put this new nature in you, things start to take a change.
但是当神赐给一个人新的生命的时候，那事情就不再一样了。
Why would you not desire to sin anymore?
为什么一个人会不愿意再去犯罪呢？
Because every time you sin, it really hurts you. When you disobey God, it will grieve you.
是因为当一个人去犯罪的时候，他的心会深深的去受到责备，也会很伤心，因为知道自己伤了神的心。
The Spirit of God rebukes you and convicts you of your sin.
神的灵就会去责备这个人的心，去因为他犯了罪。
And if you are someone who responds to God with an honest heart, then you would come to God in repentance.
如果这个人对神是很敏感的，很回应神的，那他会快快的来到神面前去认罪悔改。
So you'll no longer be living in under the controlling power of sin.
所以这个人就不会一直活在罪的这样的权势跟控制之下。
Is this good news to you?
这对我们来说是好消息吗？
I don't know how true this is in your life right now.
不知道这样的事情对我们的生命来说是不是真实的呢？
This is only precious when you've actually experienced that it works. This power from God actually helps you overcome sin and lead a victorious Christian life.
这件事情如果对你来说是真的，那你就会有同样的共鸣，知道去回应神，去活一个得胜的生命是多么的美好。
Recently, the youth group, we were discussing about our New Year goals.
最近我们 上联组在谈这个新的一年的计划。
And actually, quite a few people mentioned about anger.
就是新一年的励志，很多有几位年轻人就谈到关于愤怒这件事情。
Anger is quite a common problem in many people.
所以怒气对于一般人来说是一个很普遍的问题。
Because when I use the word sin, maybe to some of you it's not, you might find it hard to relate to because you don't see, maybe you don't understand what sin really is.
因为如果用罪来去说，可能很多人都觉得太抽象。
But when I say anger, have you ever lost your temper?
但是如果说生气愤怒，你曾经失控去发怒吗？
I believe for most of us, it's probably quite a frequently recurring thing.
所以很多人对于很多人来说，这件生气这件事情是常常发生的。
When you're talking, especially to the people closest to you.
特别是你对那些你很亲近的人去说话的时候。
Your husband or your wife, your siblings.
你的丈夫、妻子，或者是你的兄弟姐妹。
Can you control your anger?
你能控制你的情绪吗？
When you actually lose your anger, maybe you would immediately say sorry.
或许当你发怒失控的时候，你会赶快说对不起。
But before long, maybe after a few hours, the same thing happened again. So do you say sorry again?
但是可能几小时之后又发怒了，所以是否我们再说一次对不起呢？
So is what you need just the forgiveness from the other person, or is it the power to stop this anger, to control this anger? Is that what you need instead?
所以对这个人来说，他需要的是不是另外一个人的饶恕而已呢？还是他是需要从这样子愤怒的反复发生的一种的状态能够得到释放，能够走出来呢？
So I hope that for all of us here, especially for those who already profess to be Christians, who are baptized, let us examine ourselves.
所以希望刚才的内容可以鼓励每一位，特别是那些已经受洗的帮助我们可以去检查自己。
Do we have the power to overcome sin so that we can lead a holy life that is pleasing to God?
我们是否有从神而来的能力去胜过罪，好使到我们的生命可以活出神的圣洁来呢？
Or do we find ourselves about the same, whether we've been baptized for 1 year or 10 years or 20 years?
还是我们发现自己的状态都是同样的，不论我们已经受洗一年、十年还是20年。
Are we still driven by our self-centeredness?
我们是否还是被自我中心所控制着呢？
Are we still often led by our emotions and instead of being under the guidance control of the Holy Spirit?
我们是否常常被自己的情绪牵着走，而不是被神的灵所来掌管、来带领呢？
Let us go back to 2 Peter before we close today's sermon.
让我们回到彼得后书在我们结束今天的讲道之前。
God has already given us all that we need to share in His divine nature, because especially for those of us who have already escaped from, you know, the corruption of in this world because of sinful desire, when through baptism we put to death all these things of the world and things of the flesh. But there's something more we have to do. It's not just a past event.Is actually there's something more we have to do.
所以其实神的救恩不单单是过去的一件事情，是赦免了我们的罪，那现在其实还有，其实还是经历着神的救恩的。
In Second Peter chapter one, verse 5, it says, "For this very reason, make every effort."
所以这也是为什么彼得后书一章。五节这里说，要分外的殷勤，需要全力的以赴。
Which is echoing last week's message. We have to strive.
其实正是呼应了上一周的信息，我们必须竭力。
And if you look at the following verses in verse 8 onwards, Peter then lists out a lot of various qualities that we are to pursue.
那继续看第八节的时候，彼得就指出了不同的这些的素质是我们需要去追求的。
And he says, for if these qualities are yours and are increasing, they keep you from being ineffective or unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以第八节这里说，你们若充充足足的有这几样，就必使你们在认识我们的主耶稣基督上不至于闲懒不结果子了。
But verse 9 reminds us, whoever lacks these qualities is so nearsighted that he is blind, having forgotten that he was cleansed from his former sins.
所以第九节，人若没有这几样，就是眼瞎，只看见近处的，忘了他旧日的罪已经得到了洁净。
So this passage clearly points out it's not enough to be forgiven or cleansed from our former sins.
所以这一节这两节经文也是很清楚的指出，救恩不单单是我们过去的罪得到了赦免。
There are actually things that we have to actively keep seeking, keep pursuing.
还有更多我们现在需要全力以赴的去追求的事情。
So in verse 10 it says, Therefore, brothers, be all the more diligent to confirm your calling and election. For if you practice these qualities, you will never fall. For in this way, there will be richly provided for you an entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
所以第十节、十一节这里说，所以弟兄们应当更加殷勤，使你们所蒙的恩召和所拣选坚定不移。你们若行这几样，就永不失脚。这样必叫你们丰丰富富的得以进入我们主救主耶稣基督永远的国。
So let's not always remember salvation is power, is not just the forgiveness of past sin or even the punishment of sin.
让我们记住，救恩其实是能力，并不是单单是赦免过去所犯下的罪，拯救你脱离罪的惩罚。
It's a power from God to conquer sin. So that you can be free from the controlling power of sin, and so that you have God's enabling grace to live out this victorious Christian life.
所以救恩也是神的大能，帮助我们战胜罪恶，可以得到自由，不再被罪所控制。他的恩典帮助我们可以活出得胜的一个基督徒的生命。
And in comparison, the defeat to Christian life is miserable, is abnormal, and needs to be tackled.
反过来说，失败的基督徒生命是痛苦的，也不正常，需要被对付。
I say it's abnormal because if you're truly saved, the whole package of salvation should ensure you to have the strength to overcome sin and not just always be defeated.
所以我说，一个得救的生命，如果常常在在失败当中是不正常的，因为我们得到救恩也包括了从神那里领受能力，可以帮助我们去胜过罪，过一个得胜的生命。
Of course, I have to add, the passage we saw in 1 John just now that says someone who is born again no longer commits sin, it doesn't mean that he will never sin. For example, if he's callous or he deliberately goes against God, he could still sin.
当然我要做一个补充，就是刚才看的约翰一书所谈到的经文，受洗的这个基督徒他不能犯罪，并不是说他受洗之后就永远不会犯罪，而是说到他没有这样的倾向去活在罪里面。
And he would also do everything he can to stay away from temptation, to safeguard this freedom that he has got in Christ.
一个得救的人也会尽他所能的去避免这些的试探，能够不活在罪里。
So I hope that as we start 2017, we can really check our own lives, whether we are already a Christian or not, is really a time for us to make some changes and get started.
所以不论我们是基督徒还是不是基督徒，让我们在2017年也受鼓励去检查我们的生命。
If you're still a non-Christian, then I hope that you would at least have the desire to understand what salvation really means.
如果你还是一个非基督徒，希望也你也能够有这样的一个渴望，去明白神的救恩到底是的内容到底是什么。
So that through the coming series, you can start taking one step at a time and actually start this relationship with God.
所以希望借着接下来一系列的内容，可以帮助你开始 往前走，能够开始跟神建立一份的关系。
So remember, salvation is a process.
所以请大家记得，救恩是一个过程。
But it's also power.
救恩同时也是能力。
So let us press the start button, and hopefully you can experience the power coming into your life, and start seeing the change that God's power would have in your life.
所以也希望大家按这个引擎的启动钮，可以开始去经历神还有他的大能来到我们每一个人的生命当中。
May God bless His word today.
愿神祝福他今天自己的工作。
I invite Albert to pray and close his time.
请 Albert 去为大家祷告结束今天的时间，让我们一起祷告。